News release: South Simcoe Police Service. Two children riding together on a scooter were struck by a vehicle in Innisfil after they darted into traffic. On Monday, April 25, 2022, at approximately 5:30 p.m., the South Simcoe Police Service responded to a personal injury collision in the area of Swan Street and Hunter Street. Once on scene, police learned that two boys aged 12 and 8 were riding together on a single scooter on the sidewalk when they proceeded onto the road and into the path of an approaching northbound vehicle. Both boys were struck and knocked down. The 12-year-old was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and later released. The 8-year-old was unhurt. The driver remained at the scene and cooperated with police. The incident was captured on multiple security cameras and no charges are expected. It was raining when the collision occurred and the boys believed they would pass through the roadway before the car. We're grateful this incident did not end in tragedy. The South Simcoe Police Service would like to remind pedestrians and motorists that everyone can play a role in ensuring our roads are safe. Pedestrians. Cross the street only at marked crosswalks or traffic lights. Never cross in the middle of a block or between parked cars. Look both ways before crossing the street and check for any traffic that is turning in an intersection. Make sure drivers see you before you cross and cross only when traffic has come to a complete stop. Be aware of the environmental conditions when you cross. You are not as visible in bad weather or when it is dark out. Know your ability and allow enough time to get to where you are going. Motorists. Be cautious. Do not speed through intersections even if you have the right of way. Be careful at all times of the day and night, especially now with the nice weather coming. More children will be out enjoying the weather with their friends. Slow down for pedestrians who need more time to cross the road or children playing near or crossing the street. Remember to stay alert and slow down on residential streets and through school zones.